getting hard to believe that the Super Bowl was less than 2 years ago, where you were at that point and where you guys are right now?
No. You know, I think we lost four in a row that year also. So, you know, that's just obviously, hey, this is where we are right now. And each year you got a new team. You got new players, especially 2 years ago. We got young guys. We got different guys on this team. And you can't, you know, draw comparisons or think back, you know, back when. We're in this situation. We got to figure out a way to play better. We need guys to step up. We got to perform better, and that's as simple as it is. And we got a big game versus Philly. It's still early. We got 12 games left, and we're two games back in the division. You know, there are four spots to be. But you know, obviously, we need to figure out you know, a way to play better football. You know, it's one thing to lose, and it's another thing when you know, you're not in the game in the fourth quarter, like which has occurred the last three games.
Is that kind of crazy though, that as poorly as things have gone, that you guys are just two games out of the division?
Yeah, well, it's early. It's obviously only four games been played, and but I think you gotta look at things as a positive and find things to kind of keep the team from going in the tank or getting frustrated or. Obviously, we know we're the only ones that can fix it, and we got to turn this thing around. But we still, you know, I think we still have a confident team, and guys believe we can play better than what we are.
You know, losing four in a row is bad no matter how you look at it. But the fact that you don't have a win yet, how important is that just to get a win?
Yeah, you know, I think it'll be a win would be big for this locker room and the morale and just get that feeling again. You know, that's we work hard each week, and you know, you the reason you work hard is for that feeling after a game when you can celebrate and you can feel good about all the work you put in, and when you don't have anything to show for it, gets frustrating. So we got to just keep grinding, keep getting better, and know that's the only way that wins are gonna, you know, start coming, is if we start, you know, continue to work really hard and have great preparation and great understanding of what we're trying to do.
Eli, did you see enough good things though out of the offense this week? I mean, the running game looked like it got started. The offensive line looked like it pretty much held up against, you know, that defensive front.
Right. Yeah. There was definitely some good things. I thought we had chances, and I thought we had the right game plan. And you know, we said, hey, we're gonna attack these corners. We're gonna throw the ball down the field and try to get some big plays. You know, we only hit one of them. I thought we had opportunities for some other ones, and just, you know, defenders made some decent plays, but we still, you know, had some chances to make some plays that could have been, you know, game changing. And so, you know, we got to find, you know, find ways to make some more plays when we have the opportunities to.
Victor Cruz said after the game that he would have liked the coach to go for it on fourth down after that reversal.
Right, you know, that's a tough situation. You know, you're only, I don't think you can do it right there. You're down, I think we were down with 3 points at the time. You know, it's in early in the third quarter, or late in the third quarter. Defense was playing well. You know, I think it's just a bad circumstances, and, you know, kind of everything that happened to put us in that situation earlier in the drive. We have a holding call, and when we hit Akeem down the mm-hmm. sideline for a big play, and that gets going back, and then you know, we just obviously you know tough circumstance, obviously the way it turned out. You know, if they're a return, you know, they're a return a punt the next play, you probably would go for it, right? But that's, you know, I think the smart play is not to go for it in that situation.
You didn't think that was your last chance there, right? I mean, there's plenty of time left. You're down by three.
You're down three, yeah. You're going to put the ball away. Your defense is playing great. You're going to get the ball back and you know, have it, you know, whatever happens, you got plenty of time. You got the whole fourth quarter. So, no, I thought we were, you know, very much, yeah, right in the middle of the game and you know, just unfortunate.
And what do you think after that seemed to deflate your team so much, that punt return? Are you concerned about, you know, like, you guys try to use that word resilience, or
no,
what went wrong after that you guys didn't capture anything?
You know, I can't think of our next drive exactly what happened. I think we had a decent drive going. I don't know if we went for it on fourth down. We didn't convert, and then you know, they end up they end up having a drive. They kick a field goal. You're still, I think there's going to be 9 minutes left, and we're going to be down 13 points, two touchdowns. And you still kind of think, hey, we've been pretty good with the two-minute drive. We've got to get another one, get a touchdown. But then, have the penalty. They obviously drive, take more time off the clock and score a touchdown to make it a three-score game. And now we're in a bad situation.
Would you like to see more no huddle? I know you like functioning in it, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think something, maybe it's a mix-up or if we can, get into our whole offense doing it, and obviously a lot of times when we do it, we're throwing the football a lot. I think you still got to, mix in the run, but I think, if we can do something to get us an advantage, I'm up for whatever.
Why do you enjoy those?
Well, I think we just, you enjoy it because we've been pretty good at it. And I think, the plays that you're running, a lot of them are your base plays, and you run them all the time, and you get, great decision. I think it slows down the pass rush, confuses the defense a little bit. I get worried about doing it an entire game, just because obviously you got to get into it's going to be different, if you do it a whole game, it will be a little slower. You have to get in, you have to be able to get into all your plays. Do we have that capabilities of getting into every single play in a no-huddle situation? If you ran the same ones over and over again, eventually the defense would catch on.
Eli, from the outside, I think you look at you and your receivers and David Wilson's speed and say, how is this offense so unproductive? And I'm guessing you've thought about that kind of a question yourself. Do you have the answer?
Well, I think, this week I thought we just didn't hit the big plays that we needed to. And, we threw the ball down the field and we need we got to connect on those. And that's me throwing it in the right spot, receivers making the catch. And we're just, I think we were attacking the right spots. We just didn't execute it well enough, and that's what it came down to.
You guys over the years have always, in each season, managed to sort of form an identity, whether it was your fourth quarter comebacks being in games late or your defensive line getting pressure. Does it feel like that's absent right now? That within this losing season, you don't really know.
Well, then we gotta find out. And unfortunately, in a lot of the fourth quarters, the last 10 minutes of the game, the last three games, we haven't been in the game. And so that's disappointing and that's frustrating. You like to be able to have it kind of feel like, hey, be able to compete. In the end, when everything's on the line and put yourself in a situation to win the game, we haven't been there. Dallas game, we fought back and kind of got back to that point. But we got to find a way to be more productive. We have too many third and longs, too many third and 12s and third and 15s, and it's just hard to live in that world. Whether it's a penalty or just. Too many plays where we might have opportunity to be successful, but something goes wrong with it and not giving us a chance. And so we just got to be more consistent, and overall, everybody's got to play a little better.